Steve, thanks. Sorry that the news was late. There was some turmoil backstage.
Yes, I was aware of it.
You knew.
Yeah.
All right, everything's back to normal now, or as normal as things get anyway.
At least we didn't get the wrong envelope.
Right, as so often happens at awards presentations. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. He'll fix whatever ails you. Kurt has a great website, TVShowPatrol.com.
Steve does too.
Steve also has a website with that name. And yes, there's legal entanglements. All right.
I don't talk to Steve anymore.
No, why would you? Kurt, yesterday we got some tragic news from one of the stars of Riverdale. Now, this is the show that does an update on Archie. Some sort of a car accident? Is that what happened?
Yeah, well, he's okay.
He is all right.
The guy who plays Archie, KJ Apa.
Oh, thank God for that.
He was driving home.
Who died? Jughead?
Come on. It's a car accident.
Yeah. What? He was driving home after a 14-hour day.
Yeah.
He drove his car into a pole.
He fell asleep at the wheel.
So, Warner Brothers and their infinite wisdom.
He's laughing.
Warner Brothers and their infinite wisdom blamed the victim.
Oh, they did.
Yeah,
ouch.
They said, if he was tired, he has options. He could have taken a van. He could have had somebody drive him home in a van. He could have called a cab.
Right.
Stuff like that, which is not the good response.
No, of course not.
So now their union, SAG-AFTRA, the actors union, it's going up to Vancouver to investigate.
To say you worked him too long.
Yeah, because apparently it's not the first time that there have been complaints about the long hours on that show.
Yeah.
And it is kind of an issue. I was reading some story about years ago, somebody died in a one-car crash after...
For similar reasons?
Yeah, it was a crew member.
Oh.
And it had been like a 19-hour day after two 14-hour days or something like that. And now...
To make Riverdale? It takes that many hours?
Yes, it does,
Jim. Sounds like it takes 7 minutes to
make
that
show.
The previous one wasn't on that show, but... I've talked to the guys at Chicago Fire and Chicago PD. They do work long hours.
You put in a long day.
But everybody does on those shows, but they do offer the options for rides and everything. But
so will he continue
to have a certain amount of time between last call and early call or whatever the last.
Will he continue to work?
He's fine. All he did was hurt his rental vehicle.
Okay, well that's good news then.
He will be suspended, according to Mr. Weatherby.
Of detention.
And Miss Grundy.
Every time I hear that, though, I do the Archie, the Edith Bunker Archie.
Oh, no, that's a different Archie.
That's a totally
different Archie. All right, and then there's some casting news over at the reboot of Roseanne. Now, I didn't realize this. Almost everybody from the original cast is coming back, and I was assuming that Johnny Galecki, who has found bigger and greater success on his show, on
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, thanks.
It's only the number one show to talk about it.
I can't remember. I assumed he would not be coming back because he's got the number one show on TV, but he is coming back.
Maybe he'll have the number one and number two show.
Oh, wow. That'd be something.
I didn't think he'd come back.
No.
I think that was being negotiated the whole time. Yeah.
Wow.
But it's nice. It's good, right? Maybe he won't be, he probably won't be a regular, maybe.
But he'll make some appearances.
And of course, I discovered on this show that I do a John Goodman.
John Goodman.
Hey, Roseanne.
You could do his stunt voice work.
I could. How you doing, Bill?
Roseanne. And both Beckys.
Both Beckys.
Becky number one and Becky number two will both be on the show.
Right.
How will they explain
that?
They
will have cloned Becky.
Is that true?
No.
She's playing one of the Beckys is playing a different role.
Yeah, she's playing a different character, yeah.
But even on the show, they kind of made fun of it. I remember there was an episode where they were watching, the Connor family was watching Bewitched, and it was the episode where they switched Darrens, and somebody in the family said, wouldn't a family notice if there was just somebody new playing a character? And they all made fun of it because both Beckys had just been on the show.
Yeah, I don't think it was that funny.
No, it was not funny.
That episode, Bill. No, I didn't really like that episode.
Stunt John Goodman? Of course not. All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break and then more with Kurt Wagner. If you have any questions or comments, we're easy to reach at 312-981-7200. It's Bill F. And John Goodman on WGN. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. So the big casting news over at Roseanne is what exactly?
Oh, Emma Kinney, who plays Debbie Gallagher in Showtime's Shameless, will star as Darlene and David Connor's daughter.
Oh, all right.
So that would be Johnny Galecki and Sarah Gilbert.
I don't think his last name was Connor, though. He had a different last name, didn't he?
That was my name.
That was your name.
I was Dan Connor.
That's right. That's right.
Come on, Bill.
Yeah, having John in the studio is just...
it's very confusing.
It's messing me up.
Very disconcerting. All right.
I don't know why, Kurt.
Casting news over at Saturday Night Live. This is in terms of who's guest hosting, right?
Yeah.
Some big names?
Yeah, they've already announced that Ryan Gosling was going to do the season 43 premiere.
43?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
But not the longest running show on network history. The that Simpsons. Belongs to?
The Simpsons. No, Gunsmoke?
60 Minutes.
60 Minutes. This year is season 50. This Sunday is season 50.
How about that?
Are we that old that Saturday Night Live is 43 years old?
Yeah.
Holy smoke.
So after Ryan Gosling, you
September
got some big
30th,
names?
Yeah, September 30th, you have Ryan Gosling and Jay-Z. October 7th, Gal Gadot.
Good call.
Wonder Woman.
Right.
And Sam Smith is the musical guest. Mm-hmm. And then October 14th, Kumail Nanjiani.
He's from The Big Sick, right?
With the movie.
And
the
also
Big
from
Sick.
Silicon Valley.
From Silicon Valley, yeah.
And Pink is the musical guest.
All right. All very good. Musicals on television have been a big hit the last couple of years. Now, they've added one that wasn't originally a musical. I don't even know if this... Are they doing a musical version of it, or what are they doing over at Fox with Christmas Story?
There is a musical version.
I've seen that. I know that exists, so I don't know if they're doing the musical version or the regular version.
I think it is the musical version.
There is one.
With Matthew Broderick,
Matthew Broderick is now going to be the narrator, so he'll play... He'll sort of be the voice of older...
Ralphie. So the Gene Shepherd part in the movie will now be Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, and Maya Rudolph is playing Ralphie's mom. That's the only other casting I think that they've announced.
That's interesting. That has good potential. Please tell me that's right at Christmas, is it?
It is December 17th.
All right, good. Because sometimes they'll do a Christmas movie in May and you go,
oops.
I'm not sure that's right.
It's the live thing because that's the big deal is that they're doing all these live shows.
Well, that'll be good. Yeah, all right. And that's on Fox.
Yes.
Okay. The aftermath of Stephen Colbert hosting the Emmys is what? Are people happy or not happy, or how does it play out?
Well, he brought Sean Spicer out.
Yes.
To sort of spoof himself.
Yes.
And sort of spoof Melissa McCarthy's spoof of him.
Right.
And so a lot of people were up in arms over that. Like said, that Colbert shouldn't have invited him
on. I thought it was
on.
Really funny.
It was really funny. And
but was it funny, or was it just funny to have him out? I don't know if the bit was funny. I think it was funny.
It was so daring in a room full of people who despised him.
But my point is, the act was of having him was funny.
Yeah.
But the actual, what he did wasn't really that funny.
His part wasn't necessarily supposed to be funny. He just sort of repeated what he had said in his very first.
Which was that the crowd was the biggest of all time.
Right, and that he said he said the Emmy viewership for the show will be the biggest of all time. So he was, he was a little bit, I should say, mocking himself.
He was in on the joke, and he was his own punchline.
Yeah, but
I give him credit.
It was like the only real genuine moment looking at the crowd's faces on screen.
They were astonished.
Yeah, they were just shocked.
Who was the actress? There was a picture of an actress who had like this...
One of the girls from Modern Family.
Yeah, it's like,
And then it showed Melissa McCarthy, who kind of scrunched down a little bit in her chair.
Yeah.
But then, so after that, Trump the next day tweeted something about how it was deplorable. It was the worst Emmys and the worst ratings. And so,
he did it on Tuesday. He said last night Emmy Awards.
Oh, yeah,
and they had happened two nights ago.
Right.
So,
oops. Yeah. Did he use the word deplorable?
He had it in the, I think it was in the tweet.
Because think about that. Remember the deplorables?
Smartest people of them all
Hillary Clinton.
That's kind of weird that he would use that same word.
I know.
Yeah, well, his tweet was, I was saddened to see how bad the ratings were on the Emmys last night. The worst ever. Smartest people of them all are the deplorables.
For staying away.
Yeah.
But so Colbert then on his show, sort of took umbrage to that and said, no, I have it on good authority that we had the best ratings ever. Sort of bringing back up that he had Sean Spicer on there. And then later he said it was actually the second worst. So later he said, and besides.
Last year's was 1/10 of a point below. Yeah. Kurt Wagner's website is called TVShowPatrol.com. Visit it. It has a lot of fun things about TV. Kurt, thanks so much. We'll see you in a week.
Okay.
Good to see you, Kurt.
Thanks, John Goodman. A quick break and then more show. It's Bill and Jim in for Wendy and WGN.